Finally, today, let's check in one last time with an athlete who would have been in Tokyo this summer, competing at the 2020 Olympics and Paralympics, had the Games not been postponed because of the pandemic. Today, we hear from Paralympian Katie Holloway, captain of the U.S. women's sitting volleyball team.
I am a three-time Paralympian. I am a one-time gold medalist and two-time silver medalist. I've been on the team for 15 years now. Before I became a Paralympian and before I even was involved in Paralympic sport, I was the first female amputee to play Division I basketball in NCAA history at Cal State Northridge. You know, when the Games got postponed, it upended my entire plans of quitting my job and going to the Games and making that a pinnacle of my year, as well as getting married and later this year. It really postponed a lot of what I thought I was going to do. And it turns out I just found a different plan and made it happen anyway. So for the first time this summer, I've really taken a step back and recognized how much the postponement was a way of life saying, it's okay to slow down. It's okay to upend your career to make a change that's better for your life. And you can still accomplish your dreams. They're just going to have to wait till next year.
And to inspire her on that journey, Holloway says she turns to Beyoncé and her recently released Black is King visual album.
There was multiple songs in there that I really loved, but what's on repeat now is the song called My Power. To me, I can visualize the women in it that are dancing and what it means to me and what it probably means to the other women listening to it. So I'm all about bringing up women empowerment. And I think that there's a lot going on in our country with the racial injustices that it speaks to. And so for me, it's that like revival of strength and power in both women and people of color. So that's the song that's been on repeat.
That's Katie Holloway, captain of Team USA's women's sitting volleyball team. She and her teammates will be going for another medal at the Paralympics next summer in Tokyo.